Did that sound okay? Or did it sound bad?
It sounded horrible.
Let's restart. I don't know. I've got a weird connection somewhere in my board. I apologize. Yeah. And you know what? We can leave this in. But I apologize for making it sound so rotten. Hold on.
I thought my headphones broke.
I thought there was definitely an issue somewhere. Hold on. This is not the way I want to look in front of company, Josh.
We did test audio a minute ago.
I promise. Not even a minute ago. Let's see if this sounds better. Hold on. Okay, now let's begin the show.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
iPad, why must you deliberately embarrass me in front of a reporter? Welcome, folks, to the Mike O'Mara Show. I am genuinely excited. Perhaps it's my excitement that ruined everything. Joining us today for the first time since she was asked to leave the state.
Got the hell out of Dodge.
You know what? I've loved most of our interns. The vast majority of our interns I've loved. But definitely a top two pick right here.
Wow.
Joining us for the first time since she left. From the great state of New York, but this time in the Big Apple, is Madeline Masiello. Maddie, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning. Could you believe I'm the one who asked for an early start?
I couldn't. I actually, could you believe I'm the one that messed it up?
Yeah, so. No, I was scared that my headphones had gone out and then I had ruined the whole thing. So I'm glad that it was you.
Well, you are broadcasting from an actual studio. What a pleasure on the producer's end, but it does look like you are in prison.
I'm in jail.
It does. It looks very institutional where you are.
Yeah, coming from you live in jail.
It is you're not in jail. It's a beautiful audio studio. I think people should know. A lot of people, and I still get this email about once every other week, they say, hey, I heard Maddie's name on this podcast. Did you know that's what she's up to? And I'm like, Maddie who? Of course. Maddie has left the comfortable embrace of the Mike O'Maraverse and has landed at the Old Gray Lady. Now, do they call the paper the Old Gray Lady, or is that just something like old people like I call it?
I think that's just something old people like you call it, Rob.
Have you ever heard that before?
Never in my life.
I've
heard a lot of like things referred to as a gray lady. I can't say the New York Times is one of them.
Well, but. I've quit drinking, so I don't have a gray lady anymore.
Sure.
But no, the New York Times is historically the Old Gray Lady.
All right. Well, and, you learn something new.
And also, I think, nationally, the paper of record. I prefer the Northern Virginia Journal.
Yeah,
but also great.
All about local news.
And the Post, of course, because democracy dies in darkness. Mm-hmm. But you landed in New York City. And what is your title now at the Old Gray Lady, the New York Times?
I am the senior production manager for the audio engineering team.
Now you would
a lot
think,
of random words. That
I was
going to
say
sense.
You would think that a newspaper that has been putting stuff in print for black and white for 200 years or so,
sure.
Why would they need audio engineering? Did they just jump full body into the podcasting thing? Is that happened?
They totally did. So it started with the Daily kind of back in 2016 to make sense of the election, and then that
pre-COVID.
Kind of pre-COVID.
I'm just going to throw out news words because you're part of a real organization now.
Great. And that kind of kicked off a large portfolio. So we have quite a few newsroom shows, a few opinion shows. We've absorbed Serial. So it's kind of a big operation. And my team works across all of the shows. So
is Serial still a thing?
Serial's still a thing. You know,
because I know everyone listened to season one. And it was like one of those shows that people... I would say it was key in having people understand what a podcast was.
It was a game changer. Oh, yeah, I think it would be the first. Yeah.
But the fact that everyone listened to season one, and I don't think a lot of people finished season two, because season one was so dynamic. And season two was finished, right?
Yeah, see, I think they might be on season... They just like came out with season four not too long ago.
I believe it's the middle of four right now.
Are they still using the same guy?
Sarah is still
The one you sound like.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that funny? Like I work with her every now and then.
Oh no, really? Did you ever tell her that you used to like do a bit where you sounded like her?
I can't say I've told her that.
I think she'd be so flattered.
Maybe. Or she'd just think it's weird.
Okay, I suppose maybe. But so you've met, what is she like?
Oh, she's lovely. All of her talent, really, like, not to, like, this is genuine. Everybody really is really great to work with. But she's fun. I've done a lot of her kind of her setup whenever she has a new kind of computer, new mic at home, anything like that.
Well, that's pretty cool. But I really think you should bring up the fact that we, you know, we were aware of her enough that we made a deal of it.
So we parodied her.
We honored her.
Sure. The purest form of flattery.
When did you start as an intern with TMOS?
I think a sophomore in college. I was 19, so that would have been, 8 years ago.
Okay, so that was right about when I think Serial started.
Yep.
And I think, I hate to make it all about me, but it's all I got right now. I interviewed you for the internship, right?
You did.
Yeah, and so I brought you on. But you were also co-interning with Q107, weren't you?
That was after I had graduated school.
How do you get an internship when you're out of school?
I wasn't an internship. I was like working in their promotions department.
Oh, I thought it was an internship.
You demoted me.
I didn't mean to.
No, it was a real job.
I certainly didn't mean to.
Yeah, paid and everything.
So that was when 107.3 was not a right-wing wacko radio station.
Correct.
It was a top 40. You know, Jack Diamond is in, like, he's in Pennsylvania playing country music now, I think.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's taken his morning show to another place. I think it's country. I don't know.
Good
but, you know, we're on good terms with him now. So
great.
There were
times I was going to ask.
Yeah, so. I know. But this is true story is you were always a tremendous intern, a challenge for me because you weren't a big laugher.
Oh, yeah.
And back in those days, Josh, the producer, the switcher for the video, because we didn't have audio switching or multi-screen stuff, sat in the same studio. And it was Oscar on the left side, me in the middle, and then the intern was on the right switching on the computer. And there were people that laughed, and Maddie never laughed. And it killed me. It made me try
so hard.
You can't
when you're working like that.
It's how I am.
I've been in that position many times.
Well, you're not a laugher either.
No.
No, he's not.
Well, you're not funny.
Right. Like, how is it my fault? You're just, like, playing the victim. Make me laugh, Rob. It's not that hard.
Right.
You're right.
Occasionally, you'll find the right TikTok video.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. The fact is, it's never something I've done. It's something I've brought. But
I've laughed at you many times, Rob. That is not true.
This is true. Well, I got to know you a little better. Maddie, I remember going up to Oscar at the time and saying, I got something. He says, what? I said, Maddie talks just like Sarah from Serial. And he said, what? And I said, she, like when she reads, she talks like the lady from Serial. And he said, well, write a promo. And we probably did 30 of them.
Yeah.
And they were all fantastic. So I was one of my first favorite
things. Those were fun.
They were fun. I like doing that. Now I'm looking at your bio at newyorktimes.com.
Oh.
Yeah. And
great, old thing.
Great picture of you.
Oh, I hate that picture.
I like the, you don't like that picture?
No, it's like a recent one. Bad.
I like it. I think it looks like you know something that you're not telling.
Well, that's probably not far from the truth.
So it says, my background, and this you have to imagine this is Maddie reading it. I began my audio career working in radio in the Washington, D.C. area. True. I subsequently worked for a startup podcast studio that demanded a little bit of everything. Da 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 da. Go Bills. That part seems like you skipped a little bit. Like that would be the place where you'd want to mention me.
Right.
I was hired by Rob Spiewak.
I owe it all to Rob Spiewak.
A regional treasure.
Michael Mara show. But they really limit how many characters you can have, so I had to.
Well, I'm quite a character. Yep. I think you probably could have mentioned me.
But Rob, did you know you kind of discovered not only one member of the New York Times audio team, you actually discovered two.
Oh?
Dahlia, who was an intern.
Great intern.
Currently works on the team as well. So
get
you got
out. What is she doing up there?
She is our, like, for the whole audio department, like, operations coordinator and the executive assistant to the director of the whole department.
Wow. If you couple you and Dahlia and the fact that I literally hired an intern that ended up firing me from CBS Radio... I have gotten this, and that's the truth.
You got a record.
I am so remarkably sedentary. I am doing exactly what I did 15 years ago. And you all, I don't know if that speaks well of me or badly of me, but you know, it does. You know, I always, when I say this to an intern or someone that has passed through the Mike O'Mara universe, it always sounds jive, but I hope you know how proud we are of you. It's so cool to see you excelling up there and in the big city.
Yep. Yeah. No, it was a really, well, 'cause when I moved here, I moved without a job lined up. So it definitely.
Smart.
It all, I don't think I would do that now, but it all worked out really well. And I remember kind of when I was.
You were imagining that you would land and it would be like an episode of Friends?
Yeah, exactly. I was
the one where Maddie works at the old gray lady.
Yeah, and I'm in like I'm left at the altar, and then I got to figure it. It's fine.
For our older listeners, Maddie envisioned her life in New York like an episode of That Girl. But let's stick to the Friends reference because that you understand.
Yeah, I was going to say. See, this is why I don't laugh. I don't know what you're saying.
Right.
That girl
like
was
the old gray lady. 12. Old gray lady is a 1951 reference from Life magazine. None of those
Life
words
magazine
make sense
is
anymore.
Great. No, you know there are old people out there, Josh. There are. Trust me. But I'm sorry and that I said the old gray lady.
Doesn't the New York Times use color now?
They do.
Do they?
Yep. So, Life in Color.
And that was the whole gray lady was they were just gray.
Oh, okay. Is it all the news that's fit to print? Is that the New York Times?
Yeah.
That's good. You should know this. This is on your masthead.
I know. But yes, that sounds familiar.
Do you ever get into like street brawls with people from the Wall Street Journal?
All the time.
Like in the movie, what is it, Anchorman?
Yep, all the time. It's exhausting.
You fight dirty. You fight dirty.
I do, yeah.
So you landed in New York. You had none job. Are you still with Mr. John Mack?
I am with Mr. John Mack.
How many months or years is that now?
It'll be 8 years in March.
Wow, that's great. How old is Terry now?
Oh, Terry's six.
Terry's a cat.
A spry 6-year-old.
Is she doing good?
He is doing great.
Oh, I thought it was a girl.
Don't,
I think
don't misgender my cat, Rob.
Well, you didn't email me the cat's pronouns.
Oh, sure. That's
you need
on
to
me.
Do that.
That is on me.
Why is it, and I do this, I think a lot of people do, people assume that dogs are boys and cats are girls.
I think it's probably like feline.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of puts whatever root of that word, like feminine. I feel
feline,
like that.
A misprint?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, so I apologize for misgendering Terry. Are you,
okay.
You still?
I won't tell him.
You still have one cat?
Yeah, just the one. We do
so
not.
Are you not? So J.D. Vance not angry at you now? Because you do have perhaps a future person.
Oh, he would hate me for a myriad of other reasons.
Well, I know, but I like to keep it. I like to keep it dumb. Cat
sure.
Lady, bad.
No, I am very much a cat lady at heart. I would love more cats, and John and I talk about this all the time, but we live in a very small New York City apartment, so the fact that we have enough room for two people and one cat is pushing it.
Do you like sleep in shifts?
Yeah, it's you know what? It's funny. So we have the biggest thing in our apartment.
Did you always have a tattoo?
Yeah, I have a couple. This one is probably new since you've seen me. It's some pasta. I got this in Italy. With some
it's
cousins.
A farfalle. It's butterfly pasta. Okay, yeah. Very good. Yeah, that is new. I don't think I would have known. I would have known that you had a pasta.
Yeah. I feel like this one I probably had since you last saw me.
Well, you're just showing the guns now.
Yeah, that's me. What was I saying? You totally.
I did. I'm sorry. I'm like a cat myself. I'm easily okay. Distracted. Oh. Your small apartment.
Small apartment, but we have a king size bed. It's like the only kind of nice. Thing.
Ooh, I know, have a king-size right? bed.
But whenever, for a while, when we would have friends to visit, I would, and if it would be like more than one at a time, I would have John sleep on the couch and my two friends in the king-size bed with me. And it would be like the grandparents in Willy Wonka. Like, all of these people just laying flat in a big bed.
Now, to really Wonka it, you'd have to put some heads at this side of the bed and some heads at this side of the bed.
I think that had been trialed.
Yeah, okay.
And don't worry.
So you're working at the Gray Lady, 1951 reference. I took out the old because someone said I said that wrong. What's John doing? Is he? Wasn't he going to be a lawyer?
Yeah. So actually, he starts law school in a few weeks at Brooklyn Law.
Wasn't that the same update you gave us 6 years ago?
No, he had always wanted to go to law school, but the job that we came here for, he was being an accountant at Ernst & Young.
That's right. It was him who dragged you up there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was, yep.
Okay. And he's doing well?
He's doing great. Yep.
I think really fondly of him. Because, you know, we're coming up, we're going to do a Vegas show.
I've seen the
Yes,
promos.
You should come.
Well, we'll see.
Because it would be fun to bring back Maddie's Fatties.
Ah, wow.
A wonderful
I didn't
bit.
About that in a long time.
It's a great bit. It was a marijuana-driven bit, Josh. Because Maddie loves
the
to smoke
weed. That I am.
She loves to smoke weed.
I'm high right now.
That's why we were late starting. Yep. She had to finish that J. I think fondly of John Mack when we all went gambling. I think it was me, you, John, my stepmother, and my Uncle Bruce on the scooter.
Yep.
And he's not good on the scooter. And we drove into Binion's. I say drove. He drove into Binion's, and we all lost like three straight hands. And he said, "I hate this place. Let's go." And it became like a little spiewak parade. It was a lot of fun.
So it was so much fun. No, I look back on Vegas very fondly. Those were always fun.
Well, this is a cloying question, but I will ask this: when you think back to your times with TMOS, what are your favorite memories?
Oh my gosh, that's hard.
Because you joined us in the Georgetown era. You were never at Mike's apartment. It's not an apartment. Mike's no. house.
No,
Mike's swinging bachelor pad.
No, I never had the pleasure.
So you were in the Glover Park studios to
yep.
start with.
I remember there being like lots of like taste testing because we lived above the crepe place.
Yes,
so we would do that, or you'd like have me and Mac like drive out to get the Big Mac of the week or whatever.
We still do that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's and... why you're in New York City and I'm still here in Leesburg.
actually, you know, I remember this was towards the end, but the Newlywed Game. That was
yes.
like a part of a cocktail hour. I remember hosting that, and that one was fun.
Oh, that's right, because you were not married at the time.
No, I was not, so I could be, you know, impartial.
Still not married.
Still not.
Living in
old
sin.
Cat lady.
No, you're not an old cat. You can still change that. Is there any, this is awkward, is there any chance of matrimony in the future?
Not anytime soon.
I'd be a child bride. Guy?
I'd be a child bride. I'm not
I
ready.
Know. You're still 19, right?
Yeah. Like, it just, no, I'm good. I'm good with where we're at. Thanks for asking.
Well, I mean, I'm just curious. A lot of people should ask. And you know why? It's not because we want to steer your life. It's because we care about you.
Well, that's very nice. But no, I am happy. I'm good with where things are at. So is mm-hmm. he.
It's okay. Awesome. Where do you, I don't want an address, but where do you live in the city?
Yeah, you could send any fan mail to you.
Maddie, North Pole, USA.
Yeah, Gray Lady, desk number. I am in Manhattan.
First of all, that hasn't changed. Say Manhattan.
Oh, yeah, Manhattan. Oh, thank no, you. I can't. I can't.
You can. Manhattan. You can. You see, you just did.
The neighborhood is technically, it's called Kips Bay. It's 26th and 3rd.
Have you met Kip?
I have not. I've met Bay.
Oh, I thought it was like it used to be a body of water, and it was.
No, I'm sure
now.
That is what it is.
So, what's it like? Now, this is funny because I've spent more time in New York City than people may think because we used to be on WNEW, which is a big deal up there. I was actually, this is a tired old story, but I was in New York on 9/11, so I'm got sort of a link to the city. I feel what. Is it like living in the big city? Was it a weird adjustment? Because Washington, D.C., not really a city, sometimes just a town. Buffalo, where you come from, mm-hmm. is a city, but it ain't New York City.
Totally.
So what is the adjustment? What are the adjustments you had to make up there?
I mean, I love living here. I don't remember.
And the city loves you.
Oh, yeah. It's been good to me. But I remember when I was a kid, we would come to the city once a year. Or so, and I hated
people, People should know why you would be drawn to the city when you were a youth because of your father's important political position, which I haven't mentioned.
That has like nothing to do with what I'm saying.
Well, you mean it wasn't like a big operation
no,
of crooked
like
mayors?
No. We would come to see a show.
Okay.
People.
Okay, then I won't mention that your father was the beloved mayor of Buffalo.
Beloved mayor of Buffalo.
Dismissive, Maddie.
But no, it's just.
Okay, you'd come in town to see, like, The Lion King. So.
Yeah, yeah, we'd come see a show, and we would have, like, family upstate. So we would come not infrequently, but I hated New York. It was so overwhelming. It was too intimidating.
Could you come at a holiday time? Like, would you come at Christmas?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's probably the mistake.
That's, well, I mean, it's always a big city, but I went up once for Christmas, and it was that weekend where if you were in the, like, the 5th and 34th, like, where everything's going on, and, like, or Times Square, the lights would change, and the sidewalks would be cubically full of people.
I know.
You couldn't, I mean, it's borderline, well, no, it is. It's horrifying, and especially for a kid.
Totally. I don't know if post-COVID it is quite as bad as it was back then, but
don't they check your card before you're allowed to walk on the streets?
I went just
post-COVID. I went up and saw Wicked.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, and you might as well have
ring?
Had. What's that?
You didn't text? Didn't call?
You did not want to see me. It's the truth.
That can't be true. But.
I was drinking then. I wasn't any fun.
Gotcha.
You remember that era of me. But we, when we went and saw Wicked, you might as well have had your COVID card on a lanyard, because they were really checking before you went into any place. So when you went up, it was pre-COVID? It had to be post, because you were COVID
post.
With us. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. It was.
So you got the city. You got to see the city go through that.
Yeah, it was interesting to kind of see it change. I moved in June 2021, mm-hmm. So it wasn't obviously the peak in New York City, you know, was
right.
Hit the hardest at the beginning. So I don't want to make it sound like I was here for all of it, but no,
or that you caused it.
Yeah, but it was definitely an adjustment. But at that point, I was just so excited to move.
I won't take that personally.
It wasn't your fault, Rob, but it was just like it was anxiety, but it was like a really exciting kind of form
sure.
of anxiety and just getting
Do you shop
to know
at
the
bodegas?
Area. Not too much. I feel like that's probably more of a outer borough
okay.
kind of thing.
Do you subway?
Yes, I said yeah. I do walk as much as I can though. So like I walk to work every day. I'm like a mile. Little more than a mile from work.
Even when it's really cold?
Even unless it's like torrential downpouring or
right.
snowing,
yeah.
I do try to walk.
You can get the weather by looking at the gray lady. It's in the upper right corner. You can
sure.
just do you take a paper copy of the New York Times?
You know, they have some like at the office every day, but my subscription's just a digital subscription.
It lapsed.
I don't have the print one.
That's sad.
Yeah. No,
Is your name in the print one, or does it just exist in a digital format?
I
know
so,
that there's not going to be any...
audio.
It's not like they're going to tape a thumb drive inside the print. And
no, it's the transcripts. Transcripts of the podcast
yeah,
in the
just,
back.
Yeah, so the paper's gotten really big. It's just
huge. And also with an older demographic, the print getting larger.
Right, that's true. Where do you put the ads? I don't know.
People are still buying print ads, I guess. Wow.
Yeah, but no, so I don't think you'd find me in the paper. I think there are a couple of the composers on my team kind of did like an interview, so they were in the paper, and that was a big thing, and we tried to like get all the copies when that came out. But
like the composers, like original music?
Yeah, so kind of...
Get out! That's so cool!
Yeah, on my team, so we're audio engineering, and then
Team Maddie.
Yeah, there's a faction of like post-production mixing. There's a faction of sound design and composing, and then my faction is kind of like studio.
But do you have any sort of input with the original music, like putting it together?
I mean some people will cross, like the people who are on post, most everybody on audio engineering had a start in music, so they'll
right.
like kind of cross collab, so they could like do drums on one of their cues or
that
something.
That's got to be about the coolest, to be able to generate original music for a story.
Yeah, actually, and it's not just podcasts, they've done, I don't know if you've seen for the Olympics, the New York Times will put like a lot of graphics out.
Oh my God, I love the Olympics.
Have you seen the swimming one?
What, where they swim in the water? Yes.
Not the sport, but
do you know how big those pools are? They are literally Olympic size.
They are Olympic size. But anyway, if you see these graphics, if you turn the sound on, they have like cute little fun music, and that's my team.
That
Not
is
me,
well, yeah, but I mean, you oversee it. That's awesome because, as you know, I've always tried to incorporate as much music and sound into this show.
Exactly.
That, but you know, we're limited by what we can do. But to have a team, I'm very jealous. And so when they come to you and you say that most of the people that are in sound design got their start in music, do you tell them that you got your start with a podcast that is mostly fart jokes?
Yep. Yeah. And that's why I don't do the music.
No, I think that you have a good ear for music. I do. So you don't the Beatles, but
I have a good ear for other music, but I don't play an instrument. I have no musical talent. So there. Well,
did the mayor ever ask you to play a musical instrument?
No, and that's a qualm I have. And we'll go back to the Olympics because I also have a qualm that they never put me in a sport that I could like succeed in.
What sports did they put you in? The non-successful ones.
I played basketball, swimming.
Well, your dad, of course.
Right.
He played at the big game.
Yeah,
played the big show. What team did he play with? At least tried for, right?
He was drafted by the Indiana Pacers.
This guy, Josh,
as far as it went.
He was a pro athlete. He was the mayor of he turned down Kamala Harris for the vice presidency. He's done it all.
He's the best.
Yeah. Tony, I have of like course, a lot when of... your name Masiello, of course his name is Tony.
Sure.
What sport do you think you were going to be successful at?
Oh, that's a great question.
You know, they've brought breakdancing into the Olympics.
Probably, yeah. You know, I watched some of that, and I watched some of skateboarding, and John and I looked at each other, and we're like, we're so old.
You're so old.
I know. Oh, I can't imagine how other people feel.
I feel really bad.
I think fencing would be fun.
Now, you know that's with swords, not building actual fences.
I'm aware. That's why I'm thinking it.
Okay.
I feel like... would have thrived at pole vaulting.
Really? And what gives you that thought?
Because I remember when I was a kid, I was obsessed with watching pole vaulting. And so I would take like a Swiffer that has a big kind of like rectangular base. And I would,
I think we all know what a Swiffer is.
Yeah, but just to paint a picture, run across the room and I'd like hold it down and then I'd like swing above it. Because I wanted to
Did you get some serious air on that?
Yeah, totally. And then I think I outgrew this. The Swiffers didn't keep up with my like rate of growth. And so I had to stop.
Well, that's a problem for Procter & Gamble, not for Masiello. When I was a boy, there was no Swiffer. So I would have used perhaps a broom. Maybe you could have used a broom.
I don't think so, because you needed the base, like a sturdy base.
But keep in mind, the Swiffer base is designed to be slippery.
It wasn't, but at that time it was just rubber, and you would put the Swiffer thing
over it. Oh, so it wasn't a pad. You didn't put the Swiffer pad on.
No, I was trying to tell you about the Swiffer, and then you made fun of me saying we all know what a Swiffer is, so I skipped over it.
Because the pad will just slip out and under you.
Yeah, well, I was just being silly.
Yeah.
But the pole, I think, is plastic with a Swiffer versus a nice wooden broom. Gotten you further.
True. Yeah.
And you need a little give when you're pole vaulting, I imagine.
My house is broomless right now because Carrie went down to set up Julia's apartment in Richmond, and she thought it would be nice to leave the broom. And now I have no broom, which is really, and it's horrible because Carrie has no way to get to work.
Rob.
That's horrible.
Bad.
I didn't even mean to say that. I don't know why Josh keeps writing those jokes.
Josh.
But,
to make me laugh.
The question, it's why I'm here. The real question we have is, what is your, right now, it's got to be sort of an organic changing regimen. What is your favorite cheese right now?
great question. You're
Thank
right.
You.
It's
well,
different
I mean,
every day.
I remember you once sent me an email or a text when you had just returned from a long trip in Italy, and all you said was the cheese was great.
Yep, the cheese stands alone.
She loves cheese. So and you know what? You could be in worse cities for cheese. New York is a good cheese
city.
It is.
I would say right now, just a standalone cheese on its own, and I don't remember the name, but it's from Trader Joe's, and it's just like a black peppercorn cheese. It's very good.
Was it like a mild cheese?
Yes,
within the black
mild.
Peppercorn.
And it's a harder cheese, but the rind is all like black peppercorn. It's very
now,
good.
When someone like you goes to Trader Joe's in New York City just to buy cheese, do people say, yeah, that's about right?
Yeah, no, people have bought much weirder things in New York City, I assure you.
Do you not have a cheesemonger in your neighborhood?
You know, I did. There are a couple like cheese shops. If I want to do like a charcuterie party or bring some to other people,
Do you entertain in your small apartment?
Not too much. We used to host Bills games every week back when we first moved here, and it just got, now we kind of go out.
In the city, was it hard to find enough people to fill your apartment with Bills fans?
I live within a 2-minute walk of at least 3 Bills bars.
Really?
The city
that's great.
Is crawling with Bills mm-hmm. fans.
Is this the year for them?
I hope so. I don't know. I last year or a year before, I would have said absolutely. Now, I just don't know. But maybe that's a part of me not wanting to get my hopes up. And it seems to be a bit more of a rebuilding year. But.
Does the Times have a sports section?
They do not. But they
should
have,
they?
they've absorbed The Athletic. So that's kind of.
Yeah. I did the same thing.
You.
I absorbed The Athletic,
yes.
And I demoted
and all of
it.
Its powers.
And So the last thing I think I must ask you is, being a Buffalo native and really Buffalo royalty, you were the first daughter of Buffalo. What years did your father serve in his mayorship? And by the way, if you ever meet anyone from Buffalo, ask about Tony Masiello and they will have something nice to say. This
they
is
do.
True. I've tried to uncover the dirt. But it's not there. But as the first daughter, what years did he serve? Forgive me.
I believe he started in 93 mm-hmm. and then he retired in 2005. So it was 12 years.
What was your age range from?
I was a little kid. I was non-existent for the most part of the first term. I was mm-hmm. born at the end of 96, and then I was 8 years old when he got
I love that one of your memories was that lots of presents arrived at Christmas.
Oh, it was the best. I miss those gift baskets. I mean, not worth like all of the work that my dad had to do to get some like chocolate covered popcorn at the end of the year.
And the work good. That you had to do as first daughter.
Yes, go to school.
It was a very Joan Crawford, Christina Crawford like relationship. you had to be baby dears. I did want to bring up that today is National Buffalo Wing Day.
No way.
Yeah, and it's not the reason I booked you, but it certainly solidified it.
Wow.
And so I wanted to congratulate you on one of the greatest contributions your fair city has brought to America.
I would say it is at least top five.
Yeah.
So thank you.
We're going to be a Buffalo-centric broadcast this week because I believe on Thursday we're joined by Jimmy Cerrito.
Oh,
and
nice.
Daughter Kelsey. So I
Oh,
will,
that's amazing.
So he would have been a decent booking for you. Are there any decent wings in New York City?
There are a few. There's one of the Bills bars that I mentioned kind of by my apartment was started by two guys from Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And so it's called Dan and John's. They're pretty
Oh,
good.
I bet that the guys are named Dan and John.
Yeah. That. Yeah. Or yep.
Have
or
you met them?
No, I haven't.
You know what? That should be what you do this year.
There you go.
Should meet them. Maddie, I love talking to you. I love seeing you. I think we've only seen each other once since your departure, but I love that we can still text back and forth, sometimes just single words.
Oh, I know.
And have a blast. I love that you're going to stick around for the rest of the show. And it's so cool to see you and glad to see you doing so well. I know the listeners are delighted as well. Thank you for making
thanks.
The time today.
No, thanks for having me.
All right. Let's go ahead and start the show then. Hit record, Josh. We will come back and do the news, or as Mike likes to call it, the round table. The round table. You see, it's his bit. It's not mine. That's the problem. Flip side, I know. Maddie, I know. Yes. Also, later on, being totally selfish, story time with Maddie Masiello, which I do look forward to. Don't roll your eyes at me. It's awesome. So we're going to take a break and come back with hard-hitting news. We'll be back. It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
This week's bonus show is filled with farm fresh, great-tasting humor that's the cream of the crop.
You don't need papaya. You don't need mango. You don't need any of these shitty foreign nasty exotic
what?
Fruit.
You're showing bigotry against fruit.
Give a child a carrot. What would you like to have? Would you like to have an apple pie or a mango pie? I encourage everybody to eat any fruit they want.
What could go wrong?
Don't forget, your bonus show subscription now grants you exclusive access to the TMOS supporters page on Facebook. It's the place to share your love of the TMOS bonus show.
Cracker Barrel is a good place to eat.
It is.
You ever been to Cracker Barrel, Maddie?
I can't say I've had the pleasure.
Well, you should. It's a southern thing. We need to bring you back down south.
But I don't like mangoes either.
Good.
Just for the record. And people think I'm weird, but.
No. You know what? Mango. You're of the elite, like myself. I think it's, I'll just state this before I get to the commercial.
Sure.
It is a campaign by Big Mango.
You're right.
To make us like mangoes. I don't need them.
I'm with you.
Don't want them. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Maddie. Maddie, do you know where your box of old home movies is? Tell me right now.
No, digitalized, probably.
Good. Well, you know, Tony stays ahead of it. Did you know that that box, and this is for people that are not on top of it like Tony Masiello, you got to check that box to make sure that it's not hot, damp, or God forbid, molding. All that old media breaks down over time if they're not preserved, and they can be lost forever. Those magnetic tapes, VHS, Beta, or the little VHS-C or whatever, they got about 10 years on them. And then the metal starts falling off, and then you just don't have it anymore. So what can you do? You can go to Legacy Box, and Legacy Box is going to save everything. I mean, even if you think you've got your VHS tapes in beautiful, pristine condition, like in an underground salt mine, they're not even making VCRs anymore. You're Correct. Going to be in a bad situation. So Legacy Box, it's easy. You call them, you reach out, I best email them. Don't call them. I don't know if they have a phone. So you reach out to Legacy Box, and they will send you a Legacy Box. It is an actual cardboard box that you fill with your old tapes, film, pictures, and then you just mail it back, postage paid, to Legacy Box. They will digitize it. It is like magic. Everything is done by hand right here in the USA, and then they send it back to you either in the cloud, on a thumb drive, which is what I did, or then once you have the digital copies, they also send you back the originals, so there's nothing to lose. So don't let the summer heat age your videotapes, film reels, or fade your photos. One of the great things is I have Julia's birth now on a thumb drive, and I can show it to her boyfriends, and it really, really... It's when she says, thanks, Dad. She loves it. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to unlock this incredible offer. Do it now. LegacyBox.com/TMOS or click the button right on our website. News. Did you watch the Olympic opening ceremony? We touched on this briefly we did a live cocktail show on Saturday. Thank you, Josh, for putting that together. And thank you, everyone who showed up for it. But that was before things really started. What did you think of everyone coming in by boat?
Strange. And I thought it was weird the way that they would combine countries on the boat. Like, I just thought everybody should get their own.
Well, don't you think the Olympics is all about getting along?
Yeah, but I don't know. So I thought that was weird. And then LeBron James definitely looked like George Washington crossing the Delaware.
Like that. I did like that.
So
and
that
also,
was amazing.
I didn't know about this till after the fact because I DVR'd the entire opening ceremony and then watched it in about 35 minutes because that's really what it was. Apparently, an American athlete fell off the boat.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and she's okay. But
were they
what's that?
Were they sailing their sport?
Yeah, no, I don't think she was a sailor. And also, I think that's rather vague as an Olympic event, isn't it? Sailing?
They do sailing, no?
Do they? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't have Olympic fever like you.
I'm just lying at this point.
You're locked. Well, you know your paper absorbed the athlete. So in the opening weekend, more than 80 medals were handed out, and USA won 12 of them. So a good open for the United States. 7 came from, guess?
Swimming.
Exactly. Tori Husky in the, is that how you say her name? Or maybe Husk?
I think it was Husk.
Okay. Tori Husk for the women's 100 meter butterfly, just like your tattoo. And the men took gold for the 100 meter freestyle relay. American fencer, Lee Kiefer also took gold in women's foil. There's your fencing again. Should have been you. Mm-mm. They got 7 silvers, including surfing, basketball, and gymnastics.
Nice.
Sadly, Simone Biles tweaked her calf, but still competed. They're going to do their best to keep all these a secret, although there is a massive time difference.
I know.
Do you appreciate that when they hold back on the results?
Yeah, I want to be surprised, and I had to turn off. I originally downloaded an Olympics app, and then I just kind of deleted the notifications because I want to be surprised.
Yeah, and they can make it. It's all day, and it's best done in prime time because they can
condense
it.
I totally agree.
Yeah,
but I also hate the way that the Peacock interface has been set up by like choosing the sport. I'm like, no, I just kind of want a,
I don't
a
like
mixed
Peacock. I subscribe to Peacock because they had Columbo and they had Alfred Hitchcock Presents, but now it's all, it's just all Olympics. So now I'm living at the Paramount app, which has SpongeBob and 90210.
Nice.
So I will, you know, Mike will keep me informed as to what's going on with the Olympics in Paris. Do you speak French? Wasn't that the language you took?
No, I took Latin. So I,
Latin.
I can't speak a thing.
Latin.
Latin.
No, not Latin. Didn't buy. Oh, this was great on the opening ceremony. You know, they talked about how they never had a dress rehearsal for the entire event. So everything was going to be a surprise to everybody. But don't you think they should have given Kelly Clarkson and Peyton Manning just like maybe like a loose outline? Because when her mic is louder than Lady Gaga.
I know.
And she's just going, wow.
Or she's crying. And
crying. Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson, incredibly talented.
So talented.
As a conversationalist.
Yeah.
Little too much.
Yeah, it seems
Peyton
like they could have
little
I know,
too little.
Go I on. Know she's an NBC property, but they maybe could have chosen better. Yeah. I don't know. When they came
they
to her
give them a different parade before this. You know, let them try out at Thanksgiving or something.
Yeah, prepare. Exactly.
That's
or
fair.
Manassas. She could be throwing candy to the crowd. But when they throw it to Kelly Clarkson after the lighting of the Olympic cauldron, and they ask for her thoughts, and she says, I can't even speak, this is not the mark of a good broadcaster.
I would agree.
Yeah, so anyway.
And it's the same with
Peyton?
Alex Cooper doing some celebrity interviews. She did one with Simone Biles.
Right.
Just bad. Like, I don't subscribe.
And also, leave Savannah at home. Please.
Yeah.
I'm just her and Hoda. I got the feeling that they might have just sent her to King's Dominion and just put her by the Eiffel Tower there. Oh, and I thought of you during the Olympics, so many bridges over the River Seine.
Oh my God. I know. I'd have a hard time. Yeah, but those are short enough and seem pretty sturdy, but you never know.
Did you know she suffers severe bridge trauma, Josh?
I assume it has to do with the Chesapeake Bay Bridge.
It does, as a matter of fact. We did
that causes a lot of trauma.
We did a company retreat, and we all went by a luxury bus, or what do they call it? A bus limousine.
Coach. Sprinter.
A luxury coach, exactly, whisking us off to the Eastern Shore. And no one told Maddie that we would be going over that bridge. And you know when you go through the toll booth and you can just see it in the distance? That's when the trouble started. Because there is like a good 5 minute, okay, yep. We're getting ready to go over the bridge. And people don't really, the bridge is like 4.5 miles long.
A long one.
Yeah, not so great. Anyway, look at you. You live to tell about it.
I live to tell the tale. No, but I didn't know how bad my fear of bridges was until I kind of...
Well, it's a good thing you don't communicate regularly with KCJJ, Steve Bridges.
Is that
very horrifying? Thought of you over the weekend when I peeked in on the Netflix documentary about Lou Pearlman and all of his boy bands. He was
nice.
The creator of O-Town. So he's a bad guy.
That's great.
Well, I mean, I watched two full episodes and really all they kept saying is he's not a good guy. Did you know he got most of his money from blimps?
Blimps.
Yeah, airships, rigid airships, and they allege that he would buy them, insure them, and then crash them and then collect the money.
Interesting. You know, I keep a list of words that are like perfectly named, and
yes.
That list started with the word blimp.
It's a great word.
That thing is that's a blimp.
It is. They do refer to it in he was dealing with the Germans when he bought them, of course.
Sure.
And
different.
They tried to make a connection between him and Hitler because one of the guy that was, I know, it's they're reaching on
that
this one.
That must be extreme. I don't know anything about that guy.
Well, the guy who was like head of the blimp company worked with the Nazis years and years ago with their, because, you know, technically the Hindenburg, of which I have a piece of.
Right.
Thank you. The reason it blew up is because it was filled with hydrogen. And they could have filled it with helium, which, as you know, is stable and makes your voice funny. But indeed, most of the helium in the world is found in North America. And the Germans wanted to buy helium, and we said no because we saw the fact they were going to use it to take over the world. So instead, they proceeded with hydrogen and blew it up. Anyway, Lou Pearlman, you may want to look at the documentary. But because I know you liked O-Town. But this brings this back because he also discovered a little guy named Justin Timberlake.
Oh, interesting. This is going to ruin the world tour.
Well, it might not, because I think we had all forgotten that Justin got the DUI. I think that was sort of out of the news cycle. I think he got Olympic'd out of that.
You know what? That's probably, you know, it's been a heavy news time, so it's not surprising.
That's true. But this also does free him up to be the VP candidate under Kamala.
Oh, that's true. So, that's interesting.
But this is going to rock your world. Justin Timberlake's attorney says the police made a mistake and he wasn't drunk. Yeah, he only had one martini. So they're going and they think they've got this beat.
Okay.
There were significant errors made in the case, so says his attorney. And according to the New York Post, aha, that's your direct competition. Lame. Oh, you make a flame.
My God.
The young gray lady. They say that with the proper court documents, he will be arraigned a second time this week. So we shall see what will happen.
Or they could have just kept her mouth shut and it would have gone away.
It could, you know, could have. But he still, it remains that he had the slow speech and he did not do well on the field test. And also the fact that, I mean, I used to drink. I know how things go. A martini can be 1.5 ounces of gin or about 5 ounces of vodka, depending on what restaurant you go to. So we'll see what happens with JT. But obviously, your team, JT?
No, I'm anti-JT. Like, leave that guy back in 2005. Like, I don't think we need him anymore.
Would you tour? We? Who is we?
Just the collective society.
Do you think that is... He was NSYNC, right?
Yes.
Do you think NSYNC could tour without him?
No.
Because it would be like, it's not like the Spinners or the Temptations or the Four Tops or something like that, where they can just keep rotating in people.
Yeah. Joey Fatone?
Joey Fatone was NSYNC. They just had a reunion, but only because Timberlake brought him back for the Trolls movie.
See, that's what they need him. We don't need it.
Bye to him?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, buddy.
Rob, somehow you missed who Lou Pearlman's first cousin is.
Who?
Art Garfunkel.
No, that is mentioned in the documentary. Yes. And he looks great.
Another odd connection.
It is. Art Garfunkel. But they were able, no matter how many strings they put up on the bulletin board, they couldn't make Art Garfunkel a Nazi. They tried and tried and tried. But I do know this about Art Garfunkel, who, if you think of him, don't you think of sort of a chill guy? Sort of a, you know, cool guy.
I think of him as the guy in the background.
Yeah, and Maddie, he sang with Paul Simon many years ago.
Yes, yes.
He one time trashed a hotel in Iowa City. That, coming from the KCJJ
who
news source,
amongst us hasn't?
If that's true. Money.
Yeah.
All right. Do you go to the movies in New York City? Do you go to the Radio City Music Hall and see the big premieres?
It's been a while, but there are a couple movie theaters I love here. Yeah.
Big. I saw Spider-Man in Times Square, which was kind of neat because, oh, nice. You know, the finale of Spider-Man was actually set in Times Square. That was really very meta, of course. Deadpool and Wolverine set the record this weekend for the biggest opening ever of an R-rated movie. I just can't wait to be done with all the stuff surrounding it and me being told that it's spoilers left and right. Josh, I know you saw it.
I went and saw it.
And?
And all the 20-somethings ruined the experience for me.
In what way? And Maddie, that's your people.
Any little inappropriate joke, which the movie is filled with, they act like it's the first time they've ever heard it.
Because that's Deadpool's whole thing, right?
Any curse word?
Yeah.
If there's a curse word, they laugh that there's a curse word.
Oh, they love being around me.
But the movie was good.
Okay.
And all the cameos skew older, so none of these kids knew what was going on.
Like Milton Berle, or who? Name one old person.
It was cameos for people who watched comic book movies 20 years ago.
Okay. Not Michael Keaton as Batman, then.
No, it was leaning back towards the first like before all the Marvel hype everywhere.
Okay. Mm. You know, that just, I just did the math in my head. Michael Keaton Batman was 35 years ago.
At least, yes.
Old! Anyway, they're all very happy about that. Also, I think they timed it with the Comic-Con in San Diego, which is, I think, the biggest Comic-Con.
Yes.
And Robert also saw the movie last night, but he went to a late show because he's a kid, and a 21-year-old kid. So I don't know his thought on it, but he was very psyched or stoked, or he said it was tough and fire, that Robert Downey Jr. is returning as the villainous Dr. Doom.
I saw that, and first of all, I have no content. I don't read comic books. I don't know who any of these people are. I've never seen Deadpool. But that just seemed wrong from my peripheral knowledge.
He played Iron Man. Yeah, I don't think that's okay. I like to see him play Charlie Chaplin.
But comic books, there's always different variations. So there's some storyline where Iron Man becomes that guy.
Oh.
Even if he's dead?
That's the whole... Marvel's really digging into like different universes and jumping around multiverses.
They won't get a dime of my money.
Different guy that looks exactly the same.
Well, Robert Downey Jr. is a very talented and very rich man, and good for him.
Everything else he does lately is not any good.
Like Chaplin was excellent.
Dr. Doolittle as
his
follow up.
Didn't he just win an Oscar?
Yeah, he did for Frankenheimer. Oppenheimer. I don't know what it was called. I saw it. Oppenheimer was called.
It was Oppenheimer.
Yeah, don't take a Lasix and go see Oppenheimer. It's like a race with the devil. Hey, I've got an idea. How about Dr. Doolittle, where he runs the Marvel Universe and can talk to animals?
That I would sooner watch.
is that something? Also, at Comic-Con, this is great because sometimes you don't have enough money to bring your lovely wife to Comic-Con. And yes, I'm narrow casting that sure. The guy that goes to Comic-Con is going to be a man and you get lonely. So what do you do? Well, there is a new phone sex line that is being advertised at Comic-Con where they post a video of a lady in a bad Catwoman costume telling guys they can call in if they want to talk to a sexy superhero. It's $2.99 to call and then 89 cents a minute. Wow. So you can do phone sex with a sexy superhero. They say that they're up for all cosplay or fantasy role play calls.
Wow. So. What was the number, Rob?
I don't have it. It's in my phone. Okay. Let me go check the recents.
Yeah, you can send contact later.
Share the contact. Is this Iron Man? Hello. So we're in two different regions, you being in New York City, me correct. Being actually three, because Josh is in Florida and I'm in Virginia. I love USA Today because they really, now that's a paper. If you want to work for a newspaper, were color long before the old gray lady was, and they hit the stuff that people want to know, like the best fast food restaurants in America. And USA Today... I feel excluded from a lot of these restaurants because I don't know that I have them in my neighborhood.
Oh, they're regional?
Yeah, sort of. And so we've got three different corners, all on the East Coast, but three different hunks of the East Coast. How do we do? Number 10, we have this. I'm not all that fond of it. Arby's. Number 10, people voted Arby's as the greatest fast food.
This is going to be my answer to a lot of these. I have never had Arby's, but I know it's
America's
it's around
roast beef, yes. That's what it stands for. Number 9, Zaxby's. I've heard of it.
Oh, I love Zaxby's.
Is that a Southern thing? That's a chicken place, right?
It's a Southern chicken place.
Okay. I love number 8, one of my go-tos, Popeyes. Popeyes is great. No?
Never had it, but it's here.
You've never had Popeyes? Why not a fan, Josh?
I've never had good service at a Popeyes.
Understand.
Is that why you go to Popeyes for the service?
Well, it's always been a 10-minute drive-through line.
Your bow tie is crooked. Yeah, I suppose. Good chicken, though.
There's better chicken places.
Great sandwich. Great chicken sandwich. My favorite chicken sandwich. Number 7, this surprises me. Taco Bell.
Gross.
Yeah, I mean, it serves a purpose, but it's not one that I would go out of my way for.
You know, I saw a stat, and it was kind of like a pro... plant-based diet or like vegetarian diet or whatever is humane to like animals that because Taco Bell's like grade of meat is so not meat that they're technically the most like animal humane fast food restaurant.
I keep seeing videos where most of the food at Taco Bell comes in like a can or a pouch, and it's rejuvenated with water.
That's truly horrific.
It is horrific. So,
and they've raised all their prices and still try to get by with the reputation that they're the cheap place.
Yeah, you know, because I can remember in the old, in days of old, you could go and buy as many things as you want at Taco Bell, and it was like a flaw with the industry. You couldn't spend more than $11. Wow. You just couldn't do it, but it's expensive. Number six, I don't think we have one in this area. Captain D's?
Never even heard of it.
I've seen them down here. It's a seafood place.
Seafood place, yeah. And also, of course, try their appetizer, D's Nuts. Number five, Hardee's, which is, I think, don't they have a partnership on the West Coast? Is that also In-N-Out Burger?
It's like Carl Jr.?
Carl's Jr., that's
right. Is that
what it is? Yeah.
I've never been.
Okay, so they're known for juicy burgers and biscuits. I think there used to be one in Tyson's. I don't know that I've been to one in a long time. Number four is, of course, a California-based In-N-Out Burger.
That should be number one. In-N-Out is
what makes it so great?
Best. Their sauce. Talk about service, Josh. My gosh, they are great people. But
the maitre d', always impeccable.
I truly love, and their caramelized onions are good. Like they pop off. They're great.
Okay, great. Number three is the usual spot for number one. They've dropped Chick-fil-A. I know. I don't like Chick-fil-A because they ruined my Costco parking lot. I plunked one right in there.
You don't mess with Rob's Costco parking lot.
No, don't. Number two, KFC. Still love it. Great coleslaw.
Also never been.
Never been?
No.
That's, you know what that is? Sod. It's very sod.
I got to get on it.
And number one, not only the best fast food restaurant place, but also my old DJ name when I played mariachi music, Del Taco.
Oh.
Have you ever been?
I was not expecting that one. No, I've never been.
I've never been to a Del Taco.
That's a West Coast taco place. There is one down in Orlando I've been to a couple times, though.
This seems to be a West Coast-leaning results. I think they might have gotten lazy with the balladry. Maybe they just dropped them off in one place.
Well, I think people on the East Coast speak fondly of West Coast places they can't have regularly.
Yeah.
Not me. I hate mangoes, and I love the East Coast. That's what I do. And finally, America's oldest living person just celebrated another birthday, 115, and that's why he's not here today. Mike is celebrating at his home. No, actually, her name is Elizabeth Francis. She lives in Houston. She turned 115. Get this. She was born in 1909, 5 years before the start of World War I. God. She's only the fourth oldest person in the world. There's a woman in Spain who's 117. And she credits this lady, Elizabeth Francis, credits her health to her faith and the fact that she never smoked. Her advice to young people is don't be afraid to speak up. She says, quote, speak your mind and don't hold your tongue. However, she does hold her teeth. So wish her all the best.
Living through two world wars and yet dealing with what people complain about today.
Tell me about
That's
it.
A great point.
Yeah, but it's going to be a good day for her. She had a few bites of cake. She's doing well.
She's happy.
When we come back, a story, and one of my favorite stories from Maddie. Okay. Liquid IV. Is it hot in the city? I know that John
it's
Sebastian
so
wrote a song.
Bad.
Hot time summer in the city. Well, the heat of summer is here, and your favorite summer treat could be giving you extraordinary hydration. I assume you're drinking coffee there, right?
I am, but I wish it was liquid IV. You know what I miss about working there, Rob, is free liquid IV every day.
All the time. Oh, my God, it's the best. They're the best client. Liquid IV has been refreshing people for years now, and their summer flavor is like popsicle firecracker. This is the one I love right now. Tastes like a bomb pop. Come on. Lemon and so good. Also, rainbow sherbet. They hit the spot when you need transformative, hydrating relief all summer long. Indulge in hydration with electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients from the number one powered hydration brand in America. Liquid IV has a secret, and that secret is LIV HydroScience, the science-backed formula that's the optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients to turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. Check out six of them now, sugar-free flavors, raspberry melon, great, rainbow sherbet, better, white peach, classic, green grape, adore it, raspberry melon, and lemon lime is so good. Wrong. I said raspberry lemon twice because I like it. That's why. And the return of fan favorite hydration multiplier, cotton candy. Or as Maddie would say, cotton candy. It's delicious. I love them all. I love them all dearly. And you can always grab a variety pack, which is fun. Tear, pour, live more. Indulge in hydration this summer with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order. When you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Now, I said it was story time, but I had something I want to bring up first.
Oh, sure.
Got up yesterday, and it's used to be on Sunday mornings, the tradition in the Spiewak household was we would watch CBS Sunday Morning. A very relaxing show. We'd all get excited and wait for the end when they'd show like 60 seconds of birds. Wonderful. Just so nice.
Lovely.
But there's not enough good news right now. That's not how I want to spend my Sunday morning. So we've been watching instead the show, not The Office, what's the one with Leslie Knope? And
Parks and Rec.
They're always doing a marathon on one of the Comedy Centrals. Mm-hmm. And Parks and Rec, for some reason, I didn't watch it when it was new, and I love it. But you watch two or three marathons in a row, you've seen most of the episodes of Parks and Rec. So I'm skimming around, and I said, ah, this is what I need. There is a marathon of iCarly.
Oh.
Now, I know that it's sort of déclassé to watch it now because of the documentary about the producer,
mm-hmm.
but it is still, I stand by it, I watched it from episode one with my kids, a great sitcom, one of the best sitcoms of the last 20 years.
I forgot how into that show you were, Rob.
Well, I mean, I'm not wearing t-shirts about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, whatever you say.
Well, what do you, I mean, how do you define me being into it?
No, I just like, it's a distinct memory of mine.
Is this the thing that when you go to my funeral and they pass the mic and you stand up, you're going to say,
loved
I remember.
iCarly.
He loved iCarly. And everyone pulls at their collar.
Did this time and work for your kids that you watch this because you're with your kids?
Yes, but it was a little bit after that that Carrie and I realized that we were watching iCarly on our own because we liked it. But as I was, Robert came down. He said, watching iCarly, huh? And I said, yeah. So we're watching it, and then you don't really feel bad about it until you watch the commercials that are on iCarly, and you realize they're really not targeted to you.
Right.
Like if you, for example, Carrie gets a lot, if she watches her judge shows, which she still does, she gets a lot of injury attorneys and places where you can like learn gun repair. She gets a lot of that with the Judge Judy and the Judge Joe Brown. Well, this is one that I saw yesterday, and I found this horrifying that they're targeting children with this toy.
It's the latest in fart technology. Illumination's Despicable Me 4 Ultimate Fart Blaster. With real fart rings. You can see and smell. Watch it light up and let fly with fart rings over 6 feet. There's over 15 sounds, and you can choose from stinky or banana smell.
Oh. If you're
my 10-year-old would love that.
Who would?
My 10-year-old son would love that thing.
But I mean, I've had a child.
Want it.
I've had a boy that went through that age. You don't need a gun to make fart sounds and smells. All you need to be is the boy. You don't need a gun to do it. Although I'm intrigued by the banana ring.
That is the most like boy toy ever. Farts and guns.
Farts and guns.
That's truly awful.
And is that podcast still available?
At the Times.
At the Times, Farts and Guns. Yeah. So that was horrifying. I like the fact kind of that it blows smoke rings because, you know, that now you're not, you know, grabbing a cigarette and blowing smoke rings. But the whole notion of something that's on purpose making a fart smell.
Yeah, that's
also
the lamest thing ever.
It is. I don't want to get too graphic, but, you know, it's not like all farts smell alike. I want to know what food that they're basing it on.
You think you can get different cartridges for it?
I would think so. And you know what? Del Taco, number one cartridge that you can buy. And this is another one. Now, Maddie, you're younger than Josh. Josh, you're younger than me. When you were kids, did you ever play Hangman?
Yeah.
Not the song by Led Zeppelin.
My kids still play.
Yeah, and I had the board game with, it was, here's another great reference for me. It actually had Vincent Price on the cover of the board game because he did the television commercial. He was an old Western guy that would hang the person, really put a noose around the neck and hang them, right?
Yeah, I remember having those games too, and it would be like a cowboy.
Yeah.
That you turn the dial for to
play. And they've changed it. Apparently, you're not allowed to hang people anymore.
What?
Now they call it Hank Man. And you're not hanging him.
Hank Man is the classic word guessing game, but with a twist. Take turns guessing letters to solve the mystery word. Guess wrong, out of piece. Careful.
So they're assembling the body of Hank. And if you put too many pieces
on... But if it takes you too long, Hank will come crashing down. Save Hank and win a game.
So you're not hanging him. He's just like, if he gets too heavy, he falls down.
Wow.
I'm shocked we've made it this far and still had Hangman up to this point.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Hangman is, I mean, it's Wheel of Fortune. So maybe with the new... Maybe with the new version of Wheel of Fortune with Ryan Seacrest, can we bring back the noose? Because, you know, Vanna only has one more year. You put her up there. Vanna Man. But I did think, you know what? It takes the urgency out of Hangman, I think, if you've got Hank Man and he's just going to fall down.
Interesting.
It troubled me. But you know what? I watched a few good episodes of iCarly. And just so you know, my takeaway is that the episode with Mrs. Obama is better than the one with One Direction. Although it's close. It's very, very, very close.
I'd have to look back and rewatch.
All available on one of the streaming apps. Maybe
Perfect.
Paramount. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, but you know, you got to get through all those 90210s. That's the reason I was responsible for the death of Brenda, because I was watching that show.
Oh, Rob, so you did it again?
Yeah, I did it again. Sorry, buddy. Las Vegas. Oh, I have a different music bed for Las Vegas. Hold on. We can leave this in, of course. Better. Now, the time is now. TMOS is returning to Las Vegas for our grand reunion weekend. It's Saturday, November 9th. Come be a part of the live poolside taping of your favorite podcast. That's us on the elegant rooftop citrus deck of the downtown Grand Hotel. Talking to Carrie about it. She's going to drink.
Nice.
So it's going to be fun. We're going to get Christmas Carrie in November. I love it. Book your rooms now so you don't miss any of the fun. It's a full-scale hotel takeover. Think, if you will, all of the TMOS fans, all of America, all of TMOS Nation in one hotel, all of the events, one hotel. You're going to see people in the elevator. You're going to see people at the bar. You're definitely going to see my dad at the bar. When my dad booked his room, he said, I want to be close to the bar. And they honored him. So if you call Downtown Grand and make special requests, not only will you get a special rate, you will get what you want. Plus, the ladies of TMOS brunch, again, I mentioned hotel rates discounted, limited edition swag, plus special surprises and a whole lot more. Remember, Maddie, if you find me on the property, I will give you a piece of hard candy.
That's right.
I have bought 2.5 pounds of cinnamon discs. I will have them with me.
Take man's candy.
Some restrictions apply. Grab your tickets now and more info at MikeOMaraShow.com. There is no better way to reunite with your TMOS family and no better place to do it. It's right in the middle of Old Town Vegas, walking distance to the Fremont Street Experience. Walking distance, drink 5 beers, fall down, you're on the Fremont Street Experience. I saw Mac McIntosh soaring over my head. I can't promise that again. Or maybe that was the drinking. I don't know. But join us as we take over the Downtown Grand Hotel weekend of November 9th. We cannot wait to see you. Now, I was joking earlier as I was sort of teasing the fact that Maddie's father is a beloved political figure in the town of Buffalo. I can't think of Buffalo without thinking of Maddie. I watched an episode a few months ago of Murder, She Wrote that took place in Buffalo.
Right. Yeah, you texted me.
I sent you a picture. And not worried about me being watching Murder, She Wrote, you just said, great town. So She has a lot of great stories. One that I repeat to people all the time about you telling a policeman, you're not going to believe who my father is.
Oh, that's, God.
I'm not going to ask you to tell that one. Right now. Not going to tell that one. But it's a great one. It's certainly a classic.
Sure.
My mother, one of my mother's favorites. But go back and listen to some of our Christmas episodes to find out about her cousin in the glass table. Another extraordinary story. But my favorite by far is the story of your father, Mayor Anthony Masiello, mm-hmm. and his necktie. Could you please, Maddie Masiello, tell us that story?
Sure. I mean,
Thank you.
And you should listen back. My dad tells the story a lot better than I do. I should.
He was on your last Friday. He was a talking head. Right?
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
A classic.
Me and my mom came on.
I should dig that out. That was really fun.
But so essentially, this is probably back in the 80s. I think my dad's a state senator at the time, and
he's a state senator. In your mind, a lower or a higher rank than the mayor of a major city?
I would say probably a lower rank, but he was the I think minority whip, which I think is a pretty
important
job. So I mean, I think that,
come here,
that's
sailor. Impressive. I'm the minority whip.
But anyway,
yes.
So he is in Utica, New York, which for those who don't know, Utica, New York, big mob town, right?
What? Like, what?
Think, you know, Sopranos, Italian,
yeah, sure.
You know, town. So he is at dinner one night in like a quintessential Italian restaurant with like the red gingham tables and heavy bar and all that kind of stuff. And he's at the
wine
bar.
With the straw around the bottle.
Sure.
The
yeah.
Chianti.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
The Chianti. And so he is at the bar eating dinner and he's talking to this guy on his left. And they're kind of like going back and forth. And this guy keeps telling my dad about how much he loves my dad's necktie. And my dad's like, okay, yeah, thanks. So they're eating pasta and
sure.
then they're like talking a little bit more. And the guy's just going on and on about his tie. And so eventually my dad's like, do you want this tie? Like, let me just give you this tie. You like it so much. And he's like, oh, great. Thank you so much.
In my eyes, this comes between the entree and the Sambuca that
yeah,
he finally
probably.
Weakens and says,
yeah, there you go.
Have the tie.
Have the tie. And so a couple months go by and then my dad is back in Buffalo. He's in his office and he gets the paper and front page of the paper, is that this man who was at the bar with him in Utica, a photo of him at the same restaurant shot dead as a mob hit. Yes. And the guy is wearing my dad's tie. So was it a hit on the tie? Who knows?
It's just fascinating. Your dad never got the tie back.
Never got. No, I don't think he wanted it back after that one. But
I just think it's wonderful. And you know what? That would have been in the time probably a black and white picture of the tie. But he still recognized it.
He knew the tie. I couldn't tell you the tie. I don't know if it was pad or knowing my dad, it probably wasn't too
gaudy
or flamboyant. But
didn't it have? Wasn't it a print of Mario? Over and over again from Donkey Kong.
Could you imagine? Yeah. No.
Your father, the big video gamer. Well, I'm glad to know that he is well and you're well and the tie rolls on in Buffalo history.
Exactly.
Thank you, Maddie, for sharing that.
Oh, you're
always
welcome.
One of my favorites.
Happy to.
Maybe we'll have you back at Christmas time to talk about your cousin.
Sure. Yeah, anytime. He's okay too. He's well.
Well, we established that. Table is gone.
Table's gone.
We're going to come back and do the flip side right after this. You can just see your dad. Ah, look at that.
Hey.
How about that? You know what your dad needed? Not a tie. He needed a hat. And we have got hats,
sure.
hats. By popular demand, we now have an extremely limited run of the brand new TMOS Summer Cap, the ultimate accessory for fans who want to show their support while staying cool. Name a color. Any color.
Blue.
We've got a blue one. We also have red, white, and blue because we love America. Wear them all at the same time while you watch the Olympics. Also, sleek black. There's a match for everybody, no matter what color you like. Plus, tickets and merch for the grand reunion at the Las Vegas show and new t-shirts you haven't even seen yet. Looking good. They are all at the MikeOMaraShow.com. And don't miss the ultra cool TMOS commemorative coin. You got to see this, Maddie.
Oh.
It plays in any $5 slot. lot in Las Vegas.
Wow.
And it says
all winners.
All winners. Guaranteed winners. Some restrictions apply. It commemorates great times and big fun. So hurry up and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. TMOS store available at the Mike O'Mara Show website, MikeOMaraShow.com. The source for all things TMOS. Official, authentic, and awesome. Let's flip it. My daughter. She'll be there.
The flip side.
I'm not one to tell tales out of school, but one other thing about Maddie, when you were at Podville Media, you and I think, were the only ones that ever got yelled at for being bad girls.
Oh. Yeah, Rob and I were mean girls.
We were. I got the phrase wrong, but you knew exactly what I meant. People that we...
Listen,
let's say this, and I won't, I mean, I'm not saying they're clients, I'm not saying they're employees, they're just folks, just people, as Howard Cosell would say. We didn't suffer fools, and we would text back and forth, and I don't know who found out about it, but we were told, don't do that.
Don't do it. We were reprimanded.
We were. It was an official reprimand,
yep.
And I fondly remember it.
I don't even remember exactly. I know who it was, but I don't remember the details. But listen, like, just don't do anything worthy of Rob and I making fun of you. It's not that hard.
And also, you'd like this, Josh, is there was a time when Podville had a lot of editors and we'd all eat lunch at the same time. And we would start stories about ourselves that were so not true and go back and forth. There was one I remember us about being swimmers, I think. And finally, one of the editors just said, dude, that can't be true.
It's like, nothing we've said for years has been true. And they finally caught on. Rob and I had fun.
We truly, truly did. We did. All right. I got to ask you, if I were to say to you, emergency call Dr. Beat, does that mean anything to you?
I can't say it does.
All right. Let us look at this TikTok trend. And it came into my life over the weekend because an Olympian was showing off their Olympic outfits that were issued to them. I think it was an Irish, maybe a swimmer. And they've taken a song, and the whole gimmick is you do a little dance and you change into your different outfits to a song that is, I have to tell you, impossibly catchy.
Ooh, okay.
I chose a female and a male because, you know what? I want to appeal to everyone.
That's
Here's
nice.
A young lady doing the emergency calling Dr. Beat TikTok challenge. This is the police speaking. Woo! Paging Dr. Beat. Okay. Emergency, emergency. Paging Dr. Beat. And her outfit keeps emergency. Changing, right? Paging Dr. Beat. Now... that's really that's all there is to it. But there's 8 million, and God forbid you click like, because they will come down like a waterfall.
The TikTok algorithm does not mess.
You know what I'm going to ask?
What?
I think this is your next TikTok video.
I do too. I just have to figure out the clothes I want to change into. Now, this guy, this next guy.
Sorry. Rob, you do TikTok videos?
I did a TikTok video.
We're working on it.
Where can I find this?
Okay, well, okay, people should know about this because this happened since we have had a regular show. We had an intern, 1996, named Nick Cho, who now has over 3 million followers on social media.
You know, I listened to that episode in preparation.
Your Korean dad. Mm-hmm. And so I did a response video, very TikTok-y of me, to his question about, is a hot dog a sandwich? And it's gotten a few thousand hits.
Wow.
Thanks to Josh, who edited it and made it look great. So,
all right.
So,
and that's
yeah.
The Mike O'Mara Show on TikTok.
Yeah, so nice. Go and check
for
it out.
Looking.
Okay, so the a guy doing the this TikTok challenge, this is his first day of medical school, and his outfits are medical school related, but I like him because he puts more energy into his dance. Okay, here we go.
That's the dance I'd like to see you do, Rob.
Yep.
Yeah, so would the rest of the world. But I don't want to ruin anyone's day, but that ultra cool, ultra catchy, you have to admit, the song is catchy, right?
Yeah, I'm in. I like
it. Okay. You're going to laugh when you know the source of it. It's a Gloria Estefan and Miami Sound Machine record from the early 80s. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the actual song. Forgive me. I meant to hit this. Here's the video.
Paging Dr. Beat. Emergency.
And it's everything you want an 80s video to be.
Totally.
It looks like Die Hard. And then you get to... Here she is.
Inside of me.
So if you're thinking you're very cool and you're doing the Dr. Beat thing, just keep in mind you're just celebrating Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine. I don't think she was as good after she left the machine, frankly.
Interesting.
And she needed the machine.
The machine needed her.
You're not. I thought you'd be all over the TikTok trend.
No, I guess I mean I love TikTok, but I guess I'm not on. I'm on a different side of TikTok than you, Rob. I guess. But now
you're not a creator like me.
I am not a creator. No, I am a very passive scroller.
Okay. And you haven't seen the Dr. Beat video?
No, I haven't.
Well, you will. Oh, you will.
I'm sure after this conversation, my phone's listening to me right now. It's going to be the next thing I see.
I know. Carrie and I were toying with the fact of going to Dollywood over vacation because it's not a long drive. I love theme parks.
Sure.
And if you put up attractions in Pigeon Forge into YouTube, it's striking the things you will find. Johnny Cash tribute artists that don't look like Johnny Cash at all.
Got to make a living somehow. I don't know.
But we did like there's three big shows there. It turns out we were talking about the Dixie Stampede, Dolly Parton's Dixie Stampede. Now it's just Stampede. It's not North and South. So there's the Stampede Horse Show, and then there is the Pirate Show, and then there's also the Hatfields and McCoy Show, and all of them to a person, and this is the weirdest thing, they all talk about how your appetizer is a creamy vegetable soup.
Oh.
So in the dead of summer, make sure you head down to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Sounds terrible.
Get yourself a nice hot cup of soup. Let's close with this. They call it a splash pad. Are you familiar with a splash pad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a mini water park the kids mm-hmm. might go to. I bet your dad probably made it so that kids could have water in the summertime.
I think you're correct.
Yeah. He was sick of them just opening fire hydrants and injuring the children.
Well, they're safer than pools and cheaper than pools.
So. They are cheaper than pools. And so there's a problem, though. You may want to watch out for your hometown water pad. This is not okay.
I spoke with a mom who's been here multiple times.
It's in Oklahoma.
And twice she's had to turn around and take her kids home. The reason? Little ones are using this splash pad as a bathroom.
Oh.
Just here to play with our kids on
just
a hot
playing.
Day.
For moms like Maddie Owens, she tries to get her kids out but keep cool. However, the Chandler Park splash pad has been closed 7 times since the season opening.
We have closed 7 times due to bodily fluids in the water.
Yep, you heard right. Many little ones are using the splash pad as a restroom, causing so many closures. Owens drives 20 minutes to the water park and one time had to turn all the way around.
I've been here and then we're told that we can't go in, and that's really disappointing because you got your kids all sunscreened up and ready, and then you get here and you have to explain to them that we can't play. Which
the problem is that the water is recycled. And it keeps going and going and going around. But also, I want to state the fact that 20 minutes is not a big deal. I mean, you know, I'm sure that it's a big deal. You got your kids all sunscreen. Head them home and hit them with a hose. That's all you got to do, lady.
There you go.
You'll be fine. I didn't have that when I was little.
Yeah, we played in sprinklers.
Yeah, sprinklers were great.
But your community pool is probably worse.
So true.
No, my community pool was too expensive. You had to know somebody.
Not and enough chlorine in the world.
As you know, Maddie, I don't have any friends, which is great that you're here today because this has been so much fun for me.
Oh, I've had fun. Thanks for having me, Rob.
Love you. You know that. And if you're ever in D.C., you come and see me, okay?
You got it.
Welcome back. Open door to have you on this program. And I'm sort of glad Mike wasn't here because I got you to myself today, which
that's
is awesome.
Fair. Well, give my best to Mike, though.
I will. And people, buy the New York Times.
Yeah, subscribe.
And get online and make a TikTok on how much you hate the Wall Street Journal.
Right.
You're negative. Do you have anything you want to plug as far as your podcast?
Oh, no, I don't. But I think just subscribe to the New York Times. You can subscribe to the whole bundle, so you get print if you add that on, and then also the whole webpage, audio.
How do
cooking,
I get Wordle?
Games yeah. is part of the bundle. So
that's good. Bundle it up, baby. Mm-hmm. Today's, I don't want to ruin it for you, but today's Wordle is Maddie. M-A-D-D-Y. Maddie, you are the absolute best. Have a great day,
thanks
okay?
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Thank you. Love it. All right. We'll be back tomorrow with Katie, my buddy, my cake and cookies partner will be joining me tomorrow. So tune in at the regular time. We appreciate it. Buy your tickets for Vegas. Buy your hotel tickets for Vegas. All that information at MikeOMaraShow.com. I'm going to the dentist today, so let's see how my soft teeth do. We will discuss it tomorrow. 7 cavities last time.
Stop. What are maybe you doing?
Maybe 9. Well, I didn't go during the pandemic. Did you hear about the pandemic? It was in all the papers.
Okay.
You're going to run out of teeth.
And then, who knows? I'll be unstoppable. I'll be like that old lady. Anyway, take care, everybody. We'll talk to you later. Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Maddie.
Thank you.
Oh, I know you can still hear Maddie. This is the best part. Do you know that you're part of the show every day?
Want more?
Still?
Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
That's my buddy.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Don't sound sad.